Welcome back. You are listening to Implement and Manage Storage, the Storage Administration and Architecture track for the Azure Administrator Certification, the AZ-104. This is episode 5 of 13, and it is called Managing Data with Storage Explorer and AsCopy. In the last few episodes, we built the foundations. You learned how a storage account is structured, how redundancy keeps your data safe, and how encryption protects it at rest. So far, though, the data has mostly been sitting still. Today we put it in motion. We will look at the practical tools you reach for when you need to view your data, upload it, download it, or move large amounts of it around. Think of this as the hands-on toolbox episode. By the end of your walk, you should know exactly which tool to grab for which job. Let us start with the big picture, the landscape of client tools. Microsoft gives you several ways to view and move data in a storage account, and at first, that can feel like too many choices. The trick is to sort them along two simple lines. First, is it a graphical tool, something you click in? Or is it a command line tool, something you type into? And second, is it meant for quick interactive work, or is it built to be scripted and automated? Here is a little mnemonic to carry with you. Peek, manage, move, automate, build. Let me unpack that. You peek with the Azure portal. The portal has a built-in storage browser, a web interface right inside your browser, nothing to install, perfect for a quick look or some ad hoc browsing. You manage with Azure Storage Explorer. That is a free desktop application that gives you a rich, interactive view across many accounts at once. You move large amounts of data with AsCopy, the command line workhorse for high-volume, repeatable transfers. You automate with the Azure command line interface or with Azure PowerShell when you want storage operations woven into a script or a pipeline. And finally, you build with the software development kits and the REST API, the REST application programming interface, when you are embedding storage operations directly inside your own application code. So peek, manage, move, automate, build, portal, explorer, AsCopy, CLI, and PowerShell SDK. That single phrase covers the whole landscape. One more useful fact about Reach: the portal and Storage Explorer can both touch all four data services. That means blobs, including block, page, and append blobs, plus file shares, queues, and tables. AsCopy, by contrast, is focused. It targets blobs and files, and it can also pull from Data Lake Storage Generation 2, from Amazon S3, and from Google Cloud Storage as sources. So when someone asks you to move queue or table data, AsCopy is not your tool. For blobs and files at scale, it absolutely is. Now, here is a subtle point worth holding on to. The standalone Storage Explorer desktop app and the storage browser inside the portal are really two delivery vehicles for the same idea: a tree-shaped graphical view over your data. The desktop app can juggle many accounts at once and even work offline against a local emulator. The in-portal browser needs nothing installed at all. Same concept, two front doors. Let us go deeper on Storage Explorer, because it is the everyday companion of a storage administrator. It is free, standalone, and cross-platform, running on Windows, macOS, and Linux. Current builds rely on a .NET runtime, and helpfully, the installer can provision that for you. You download it from the website storageexplorer.com. Once it is installed, there are two broad ways to connect. The first way is to sign into Azure. You add your Microsoft Entra account, and then every subscription and every storage account you are allowed to see simply appears in the tree automatically. The second way is to attach to an individual resource. Here you connect to just one container, one share, one queue, or one account, using a specific credential. Now, here is the key idea, and it trips people up, so let us make it concrete. Full access after signing in actually needs two kinds of permission working together. You need management plane permission, which comes through Azure Resource Manager, and you need data plane permission, the right to touch the bytes themselves. Imagine a building. The management plane is the directory in the lobby that lists every office, and the data plane is the key that opens a particular office door. If you only hold the data layer key, but you are not listed in the lobby directory, then signing in and waiting for everything to appear simply will not work, because that automatic listing depends on management plane rights. The fix is to attach to the specific resource directly and choose the option to sign in using Microsoft Entra ID for that resource. We cover the role-based access control roles, RBAC, in detail in Episode 7. When you attach to an individual resource, you pick a credential type, and each type reaches a different scope. Let us walk through them. Microsoft Entra ID, your Azure account, is the most powerful. It reaches everything: the account itself, blob containers, file shares, queues, and tables. Account name plus key attaches only at the account level. A shared access signature, the SAS, comes in two flavors here. A SAS connection string attaches a whole account, while a SAS URL attaches just a single resource, one container, share, queue, or table. And finally, anonymous or public. Access works only for blob containers that have been made public, nothing else. So let me give you the shorthand to memorize. Entra reaches everything. Name plus key is account only. The SAS connection string is account level. The SAS URL is one resource. And anonymous is public containers only. Notice that Entra ID is the only method that reaches every single resource type. If a teammate has only data plane rights on one container and cannot see the account when they sign in, the answer is to attach to that container, either with its SAS URL or by choosing Entra sign in on that specific resource. What does a SAS connection string actually look like in spirit? It bundles the sign token together with the service endpoints, so it lists the blob, file, queue, and table endpoints, each one being your account name, then .blob, or .file, or .queue, or .table, .core, .windows.net. ASAS URL is simpler. It points at one resource, so it is your account name, then .blob.core.windows.net, then the container name, and then the signed query string trailing behind it. And one more nice touch, Storage Explorer can also connect to a local emulator, Azurite, for offline development. Once you are attached, the everyday tasks are very approachable. To create a container, you right-click on blob containers and choose to create one, type a name, and press Enter. To upload, you select Upload on the container, pick a file or a folder, and choose the blob type. Remember the three blob types here. Block is the default and write for most files. Append is for logging scenarios, and page is for the virtual hard disks that back infrastructure virtual machines, so you upload .dot versus .hd files as page blobs. Downloading is just selecting a blob and clicking download. You can also create snapshots by right-clicking a blob, and we go deep on snapshots in Episode 11. Storage Explorer can also generate a shared access signature for you. You right-click an account, a container, or a blob, choose to get a shared access signature, set the start and expiry and the permissions, and copy out either the connection string or the raw query string. But here is the important caveat to carry with you. A SAS made on an account is an account SAS, and one made on a container or blob is a service SAS. And in every case, Storage Explorer signs that SAS with the storage account key. It does not produce a user delegation SAS, the kind signed with Entra credentials. The practical consequence is that the signature is tied to the account key, not to an Entra identity, so rotating the key invalidates it. We explore all the SAS types in the very next episode. Now let us turn to AzCopy, the moving van of Azure Storage. The current supported version is AzCopy version 10. It is a command line utility for copying data to, from, or between storage accounts, and it shines for bulk and repeatable transfers that slot cleanly into scripts. On Linux, you install it through your package manager, which gives you automatic updates. On every other system, you download the portable binary, and the handy tip is to add its folder to your path, so you can type the word AzCopy from anywhere. So why does authorization matter so much here? Because owning the account does not automatically grant you data plane access. Let me say that again, since it is a favorite exam point. Owning the account is not the same as being allowed to touch the data. You must authorize before any meaningful command. You have two options. The first is Microsoft Entra ID. You run the AzCopy login command once, and ASCOPY reuses that credential for every command after. This is the cleaner, more secure route, and it works beautifully for automation through a managed identity or a service principle, because there is no token sitting in your command line. The second option is a SAS token. Here you append the signature to the end of each source or destination address as a query string. You reach for this when no intradata role is available, for a quick one-off, or for syncing across two accounts. ASCOPY has a small vocabulary of verbs worth knowing. There is make, which creates a container or share. There is copy, sync, list, remove, and set properties, which can change the access tier or the tags. And there is jobs, which lets you list, show, resume, or clean transfers, because ASCOPY jobs are resilient and resumable. One quirk to remember, ASCOPY has no rename command. Let us make uploading concrete. You first create a container, then you copy. To upload a single file, you point the copy command at your local file, and then at the container address. To upload a whole directory and everything inside it, you add the recursive flag, and the folder name itself is preserved. There is a neat distinction here. If you point at the folder, you get the folder. But if you point at the contents of the folder, using a trailing wildcard, you drop the parent folder and just land the contents. ASCOPY also gives you filtering. You can include or exclude by path. You can include or exclude by a wildcard pattern. And you can filter by files changed before or after a given time. You can choose the blob type. You can land the data directly in a specific access tier like hot, cool, cold, or archive, and you can attach index tags. Here is the single most useful tip about filtering. The include pattern and exclude pattern flags match the file name only, not the path, and they do not descend into subfolders on their own. So if you want all the .log files throughout an entire tree, you must pair the recursive flag, which walks the tree, with the include pattern flag, which filters the names. Recursive walks. Pattern filters, use them together. Finally, the distinction the exam loves, copy versus sync. Plain copy is a one-way transfer. If a file already exists at the destination, copy will retransfer it, subject to your overwrite setting. For copy, the recursive flag is opt-in, off by default. Sync is different. Sync makes the destination match the source, a one-way mirror. You choose which end is the source and which is the destination. Sync skips files that are already present and identical, comparing last modified time and size, so a rerun moves only the delta, only what changed. And with the delete destination flag, sync can also remove files at the destination that no longer exist at the source. For sync, the recursive flag defaults to on. A couple of limits to remember, current sync only mirrors local to blob and blob to blob, not Azure files, and not S3. So here is the rule of thumb. First load or one-time move, reach for copy. Keep two places identical, run it again and again, reach for sync. Sync is your friend for incremental, idempotent jobs, like a nightly task that pushes only the changed files. And one safety rule, always enable soft delete before you ever use delete destination so an accidental sync cannot permanently erase your data. So the things to carry with you on your walk are these. Peek, manage, move, automate, build, that is portal, storage explorer, ASCOPY, command line and PowerShell, and the SDKs. In storage explorer, Entra reaches everything. Name plus key is account only. A SAS connection string is account level. A SAS URL is one resource, and anonymous is public containers only. Storage Explorer always signs a SAS with the account key, never a user delegation SAS. With ASCOPY, always authorize first, because owning the account is not data access. And remember, copy transfers sync mirrors. Recursive is opt-in for copy but on by default for sync. Patterns match the file name only, so pair them with recursive to reach subfolders. That brings us to the next episode. In episode 6, Authorization Foundation's Access Keys and Shared Access Signatures, we will open up exactly how account keys work and explore the full anatomy and the different types of shared access signatures, including that user delegation SAS we kept mentioning today.